Hey, good morning. It's Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me this morning is Miss Lori Mosley, the director of the Waxahachie Convention and
Visitors Bureau.
Sorry.
Hey, you can call me anything. Just don't call me late for supper. How about that, Julie?
Yes. We just had the most amazing weekend. And I wanted Lori to come in and tell us kind of a wrap up of what she thought about Texas Country Reporter Festival.
Oh my goodness. I feel like I'm still at the festival. It was so great.
Sure.
Yeah, it was so exciting. We had over 400 vendors, over 40 food vendors. I mean, the whole downtown area. I mean, somebody even said, couldn't you have just put vendors on the viaduct? That would have been a great space for them. That would have been a great expansion space. But we just invaded downtown all the way down to Rail Yard Park. And what a great day it was for Waxahachie. Not just Waxahachie. Not just for DFW, not just for the state of Texas, nationally. Julie, do you realize that we had people from all around the United States with us that day?
Really?
I wish we would have had a map to put a pin in every time somebody said, I'm from Alaska, or I watched the show and we came from New Hampshire. It's amazing, the reach of the Texas Country Reporter.
That's pretty cool. You know, the big act at the end of the night, Diamond Rio.
Yes.
Because I feel like I've known Diamond Rio forever, but somebody, my aunt was telling me the other day, she's like, the band was so amazing. It was Diamond Rio. I'm like, I know. And she's like, she'd never heard of Diamond Rio. I'm like, have you been living under a rock? But she loved
it. She obviously wasn't at the same honky tonks I was at growing up.
Who doesn't know Diamond Rio?
Yeah, what a great day for Waxahachie. Congratulations to everybody that came together. We have so many volunteers that volunteer to put this thing together. I wouldn't even start naming names because I know I'd leave somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
Every city of Waxahachie department, county, Ellis County, so many different departments from Ellis County, the Sheriff's Department, just all of those different folks come together to help Waxahachie shine on that day. And my Hatchie heart, so grateful for that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, too.
Including the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, we're all like one.
Yes.
So the food or the awards this year.
Yeah, that was so much fun. It was CBS 11. They decided to do foodie awards this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the best fried food, the best seafood, best meat, best sweets, people's choice, and best international. And so it was really fun. That was a really exciting thing to end the day with. So I saw you with the People's Choice winners, Three Brothers Bakery out of Houston.
Yeah, I may or may not have had to try their chocolate pecan bourbon pie.
I think I may or may not have tried the same thing.
It was so good. And they had these little cookies that you could dip in. They're like homemade. I didn't even know
the
that was
gingerbread cookies?
Yes.
Yes, with the dipping?
Yes.
Yeah, with the cream.
That's amazing.
Buttercream dipping.
Apparently that's a thing for some people, and I didn't know it. It's a thing for me now, though.
Yeah, me too. I had it last night.
That's funny. So what else? Tell us about some of the other cool things that went on.
Yes, one of the exciting things is that Grown Local area. You know, the Department of Agriculture, Go Texan, all of their brands, they have really endorsed this festival. So we had the Go Texan experience with all those brands that then culminated to the Grown Local stage at Rail Yard Park. So, yeah, we had local dance troupes that were able to take the stage along with local musicians, Calamity Janes, Travis Smith, Seabolt and Shanks. Those are just some of the ones that Jade Flores Band.
Yeah.
All of those are just off the top of my head. I know I'm leaving somebody out. But what a great area that is to just go and unwine, because that's also where the wine garden is.
Yes. That whole thing was amazing, and I thought it was cool that how you could walk all the way down that street now, like where our new building's going to be, or the new city building, the annex building. You go all the way, and it felt so natural, like it's been happening all along.
Yeah, we want to give a thanks to our Midlothian Classic Car Club friends. They kind of organized an invitational-only car show, and so that was nice. And then let's also give it up for Boyce Feed and Grain.
Yeah,
they had all these nice agriculture experiences that everybody could enjoy outside, had the doors open. It just felt great. I mean, it's just really what Waxahachie is about. And then also Fresh Market Coffee. Everybody loves that place, and that's part of that Grown Local experience too. So really thankful for all that.
It was almost like when I went by the grain, like the Boyce Grain, they had some kind of educational thing going on. It felt like the state fair.
Yeah, no, it's totally a real similar. if you miss the state fair, it's kind of like quite a few of the things that you would see there, just all packaged into our downtown area all in one day.
Including corn dogs and all the fried food. They even had fried Oreos out there.
Fried Oreos, fried Snickers. We have it all.
I miss that.
Corn in a cup, corn on a cob. It goes on and on and on.
That reminds me of
iced tea in a mason jar. We have it. We have it.
Okay, let's scoot over to talking about...
Oh, hey, just before we scoot.
Yeah?
Let's go ahead and have everybody mark their calendars for October 28th, 2023.
Oh, okay.
Because that will be the date of next year's Texas Country Reporter Festival. October 28th, 2023. Now we can scoot.
Let's scoot. All right, so we have some all kinds of exciting things coming up for towards the end of the year. We have Bethlehem Revisited.
Absolutely. Before we even get to Bethlehem Revisited, we have the Ellis County Livestock Show and Rodeo Christmas Market this Friday and Saturday.
Oh, I'm glad you brought
that. So we're really going to kick Christmas off with that. And then we're going to roll into the Festival of Trees. Mm-hmm. That's always mid-November.
And who puts that on? Isn't it...
Habitat for Humanity. Habitat for Humanity. And then what I really can kind of consider as the kickoff for our holiday season is the Lighted Christmas Parade.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the tree lighting downtown. And that's always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And so then we'll let you then talk about Bethlehem Revisited, which are those first two weekends of December, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It takes place right there behind the Presbyterian Church. What we're really needing prayers for right now is that construction on College Street,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, that's right there through the heart of where people park and all that. But you know what? We have a great team at our emergency management department with our police department. I'm sure they'll come up with a wonderful traffic plan for us.
Yeah, it's amazing how things always just kind of work themselves out. They seem like a big deal, and then they end up just... Everything will run smoothly.
And I do know if you're interested in being a volunteer at Bethlehem Revisited, because let's face it, it's pretty much 100 plus people that come together to recreate the night that Christ was born. We have room for you, even if it's a greeter at the front gate,
mm-hmm.
Clicking, you know, and welcoming people, or if you want to be in a costume. We have roles for everybody. This isn't just a Presbyterian church thing. This is a multi-denominational thing that has been put together now since 1997.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I think they all have new upgrades in their costumes. It's going to be fresh and amazing. Everything is going to be very nice.
Yeah. Andy Reynolds, Laura McCarthy. There's a whole bunch of professionals that do all of this theatrical stuff for a living and have great resources. And so we were able to get the hookup on some new costumes. So even if you don't want to volunteer and it's just your family tradition to come out and see us, I think you're really going to be impressed this year with some of those new touches.
That's pretty cool. And so that's the first two weekends.
First two weekends of December, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. First two weekends of December. Starts at 6 p.m., ends at 9 p.m., but it goes on continuously mm-hmm. throughout the evening. And you know, the other thing that we forgot to mention, Julie, is that it's free. It runs solely on donations. I always say solely on donations. They get a small amount of money from the Arts Council. But other than that, it's donations that put this thing together.
And there's always hot chocolate out there. It's
yes.
nice. You can take hot chocolate and walk around.
Our friends at Covenant Life, Jonathan Bell and his team, they do that. And even their Hispanic ministry mm-hmm. sells tamales on the front porch of their church, typically.
That's
one
cool.
of my favorite things yes. is to unwrap that little gift that is called the tamale.
Okay, so I want to back up, because when you were talking about the Christmas light parade, how can people, if they want to have an entry, what do they need to do?
They need to contact Monica Boyd, smile Monica, at 469-309-4045, or just call the Waxahachie Civic Center and say you need more information on the parade.
And so it seems like it gets bigger and bigger every year, huh?
Yes, yes, yes. And I think it is limited to about 75 entries, just because... safety reasons and a whole bunch of other things. 75 entries is about where we max it. So the earlier you can get your application in, the better.
I feel like, is there a competition for who has the best lighted?
Well, you know, there display? Is a contest. Okay. There is a contest, and we do have judges.
I feel like the Chamber of Commerce needs to have a float.
Well, I feel like y'all are always floating through that event, because if it wasn't for y'all, it wouldn't take place.
No, I'm talking about, I feel like we need to actually have a float, though. I think we need to put something together, because I love to win a good contest.
Okay. Even this is your parade. I don't know if you get to win, Julie. I know you always like a contest. But let's just let others have a chance.
I just want to wear a reindeer suit and put lights on.
Well, I bet you can jump on somebody's and help them win. How about let's do that? If you want Julie on your float, then call the Chamber of Commerce. She'll show up in her reindeer costume.
You know, I have one. I was supposed to be on the Shelby Symmetry float last year. And I actually have a reindeer costume, but I ended up getting COVID last year and couldn't do it the night. So I missed the parade, and I never missed the parade. I was so bummed about that.
I do remember that.
It was a total letdown. So I do have my reindeer costume and I'm ready.
So y'all just remember, call the Chamber of Commerce. I'm sure she'll give you the number here in just a bit. If you want to see Julie on your float, that's where the contest is going to be.
Oh, yay.
What will you do to get Julie in a reindeer costume on your float?
No. All right, guys. Is there anything else we need to add before we go, Lori?
I'm sure we could talk forever about Brood, the coffee, Waxahachie's Coffee and Tea Festival, and that is on Sunday, November 13th at Rail Yard Park.
Ooh, that sounds
so
good.
If you want to know information about everything that we have coming up in the city of Waxahachie as far as fun goes, you can always visit our website, which is visitwaxahachie.com. And you can find a complete list of events about everything, all the plays and symphony, all those concerts. I mean, our downtown restaurants and bars have live music every weekend.
Yeah. And, you know, the good thing about visitwaxahachie.com is they also put other activities on there outside of just the city's events and stuff. So there's other activities that are going on. Like, I'll put the chamber stuff on.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
And things that are going on with certain organizations and stuff like that.
If
so there's a lot of things going on.
It's fun for a visitor or open to the public, then we put it on there, yes.
So, in other words, that's a good, safe place. You know, if you're wondering, do I go to multiple sites? And that's a good, safe place where you can go and find some cool things.
That should always be your starting point.
Yeah. All right, Lori. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for the invite. Thank you, everybody.
Talk to you next week, and we'll see you next Thursday.